It's time to pour a cup of tea and fall down a rabbit hole with us. You're listening to Six Impossible Things Before Breakfast with Jackie and Elsie.
Hello, and welcome back to Six Impossible Things Before Breakfast. You may have noticed that I took down the post I made yesterday because the sound was just terrible. And I mean, we're beyond that now. I really, really hate when the sound is off. That's like my biggest thing with this podcast is the sound being off. But we'll get it someday, I promise. Anyway, since I took that one down, I'm actually going to give you a double dose. We're going to do two sixlets today. The first one is Inventors Killed by Their Own Inventions. Oh, by the way, this is Elsie. Hopefully Jackie will be back with us next week and we will be together forever at last. We are going to have some exciting things coming up. We're actually taking a trip to New Orleans in October with our friend LT. Yes, that is why I am Elsie, because we have an LT. We both have the same first name. And we were thinking about maybe doing some podcasting in New Orleans and do some spooky stuff. So that will be fun. We also have a Halloween special that we are looking forward to. But anyway, right now, we'll get into our sixlet. So, the first one is The Sudden Drop, Abu Nasir al-Jahari. He lived from 940 AD to 1002. He was a Turkic lexicographer, which I cannot say that word. I know I'm not saying it right. Please don't at me. Born in the city of Farab, he attempted to fly from the roof of a mosque. He fashioned a pair of wings made from feather and wood and strapped them to his arms and legs. He was hoping to impress the Iman, but he didn't because he died. The second one, number two, is Lisi. I don't really know. I'm going to say Lisi. He lived from 280 BC to 208 BC. And he was the inventor of the five pangs, which is as exciting as it sounds. It was a series of physical tortures that were used against prisoners in China. They involved tattooing, cutting off the nose, amputating feet, castration, then death. Lysi was charged with treason against the emperor and had the punishment he created carried out on himself. He was finally killed with the waist chop, slicing him in two. And I think it's important to note that none of these people are women. No offense to men. I love men. I'm married to a lovely man. But he has made it this long because he is married to me. And I tell him, don't do that. That's stupid. Okay. Number three. Franz Reichelt. I don't know why I'm having a hard time. 1878 to 1912. He was the flying tailor. Franz was an Austrian tailor who developed a parachute suit when aviation was taking off. Pun intended. He actually had some success with his test dummies and parachutes, but making them into suits was tricky. None of his attempts were successful, but for some reason he insisted they would work from higher distances and wanted to jump himself from the Eiffel Tower. He actually received permission because he said he would use the dummies, but after friends noticed what he was doing, they tried to talk him out of it. He said, "See you soon," hesitated for 40 seconds, and then jumped. The parachute immediately folded around him, and he fell to his death on the frozen ground. This is actually captured on film. You can go to YouTube and watch it. It's like old-timey footage, so it's not like it's not graphic or anything, but you could tell like he just falls straight to the ground. Number three, Karel Susik, Over a Barrel, 1947 to 1985. The year preceding his death, Daredevil Karel Susik was the first person in 23 years to go over Niagara's Horseshoe Falls in a barrel, which was a thing people used to do. He designed a barrel which was 9 foot long and 5 foot wide, painted red with the words, and I quote, "Last of the Niagara Daredevils, 1984. It's not whether you fail or triumph, it's that you keep your word and at least try." It's short and sweet. That was his tagline. On January 19th, 1985, he planned a stunt at the Houston Astrodome, which involved him or involved his barrel dropping 180 feet into a tank of water. They released it too soon and it spiraled downward, hitting the rim of the tank. He was cut out of the barrel alive, but died soon after. Evel Knievel said it was the most dangerous stunt he had ever seen. Number five, Alexander Bogdanov, The Fountain of Youth. 1873 to 1928, Russian physician, philosopher, economist, sci-fi writer, and revolutionary, Alexander lived an insane life, but we're going to talk about his death. In 1924, he began blood transfusion experiments hoping to achieve rejuvenation and eternal youth. He performed 11 transfusions on himself and said they made his eyesight better and that his hairline had stopped receding. After Lennon died, the leader, not the singer, he studied his brain and helped to resuscitate, hoped to resuscitate his body. In 1928, he died after receiving blood contaminated with tuberculosis and malaria. Some speculate it was a suicide, while others think it was just a matter of type incompatibility. Number six, our last one for this one. James Douglas, Don't Lose Your Head. 1286 to 1330, James Douglas introduced the idea of a machine that would execute by beheading called the Maiden. And it was a lot like the guillotine. Used on 150 criminals in front of an audience, it was a lot like the guillotine. Oh, I just said that. James was implicated in the murder of Mary Queen of Scots' husband, Lord Darnley, and was executed. The Maiden was used for over 100 years. Okay, and the sources for that were Wikipedia, the Huffington Post, Top 20 Inventors Killed by Their Own Invention by Gary Rogers, LA Times, 35,000 Watches Barrel Misses Water Tank, 180-foot drop ends in a stuntman's death by the newworldencyclopedia.org. And our next sixlet is going to be Death by GPS. Now, before I start this, I have to tell a funny story because my dad, who is an older man, but he was like this when he was younger and too stubborn, believes that if it is not on a GPS, it does not exist. So, like, one year we were living in a town going to college and he wanted to go to Lowe's and the GPS wouldn't pick up Lowe's. And he insisted that we must not have a Lowe's because GPS didn't pick it up. We live here, but whatever. So this is a kind of death by misadventure with some of the similar stories. My sources for this one is methodshop.com, listverse, latintimes.com, I think that's it. Okay. This was my list as I was crossing them off. Okay. Number one, Regina Marmara. Regina and her husband Francisco were using the app Waze to meet their daughter for pizza in Niterói, Brazil. Unfortunately, there were two streets of the same name, and one of them was in a dangerous area run by gangs. Their car was shot 20 times, killing Marmara. Francisco lived. Number two, Silas Wrigley. Silas left for a week-long trip to Oregon to fish. Sorry, my cat's going crazy. When he went missing in 2015, his pickup truck and camp trailer were found, and it was determined he slid off the road, possibly due to bad GPS directions. His body was found 2 miles away. Number three, Zora Hussein. Zora and her husband Iftikhar, I know that, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm just a stupid Southern person. We're on a trip to visit family in Indiana. Their GPS took them to a bridge that had been closed for 6 years, ignoring all warning signs and cones. Now, this is something my dad would do. My cat is going to get on my computer. Okay, Delta, go on. Iftikhar followed the GPS and their car plummeted 37 feet and then it burst into flames. Iftikhar lived, Zora did not. Number four, Death Valley. Carlos Sanchez, Alicia Sanchez just wanted to camp for one night with her son, Carlos. Some reports say he's 6 and some say he's 11. I really don't know what that's about. That's kind of a wild range. In Death Valley, when her GPS led her car to get stuck in the sand with no cell signal. Her family reported her missing days later after receiving a text with a message that they had a flat days earlier. The two and their dog tried to survive in the van on bottled water and snacks. Alicia survived, but her son died from the heat. No word on the dog. And I looked. Temperatures rose to above 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Number 5. Albert and Rita Crichton. Albert and Rita were driving to a convention in Vegas from their British Columbia home in March 2011. They decided to take a shortcut, not realizing that the GPS didn't account for dangerous seasonal conditions. While driving through Humboldt,
feel free to email us and tell me how stupid I am and how to pronounce these words at siximpossiblethingspod.com
at gmail.com. Or you could just email me and tell me how amazing you think I am. In the National Forest, they ended up in one of the most inaccessible and remote places in the lower 48. Their Chevy Astro lost traction and skidded into a gully. Albert left the van after 3 days in search of help with a blanket, water, trail mix, and the GPS. He climbed 2,400 feet before succumbing. Rita lived in the van for 7 weeks, surviving off of candy, trail mix, and melted snow. She was preparing to die when she heard the ATV engines that would save her life. Albert's body was found a year and a half later. Authorities say the GPS failed him in the snow drifts, and he was approaching the summit of a mountain when he died. And last but certainly not least is Sabine Moreau, number 6. To end on a light note, this isn't a death, so it's okay. Sabine Moreau, age 67, from Belgium, left to pick up a friend in Brussels, approximately 90 miles away from her home. She didn't realize, sounds kind of fishy, she had taken a wrong turn until 2 days, that's days later, after she ended up crossing 5 international borders and ending up in the capital of Croatia. She had stopped several times for gas and naps, and she said that she had noticed that the languages of signs were changing, but she was distracted. I don't know how you, I have ADHD and I don't know. I don't think I've ever been that distracted, but okay. Her son tracked her down by tracing her bank activity. And that is death by GPS. And like I said, hopefully we will be back next week together and we'll have something good for y'all. It'll be a longer episode for sure. So tune in until next time. Bye.